Hi, this is Sam Payne, host of The Appleseed. And before we start the show, we've got exciting news. Have you ever listened to The Appleseed and thought, hey, I could do that. I've got a story to tell. Well, now here's your chance. This May, we are collecting your stories. We're going to air them in a special episode of The Appleseed called DIY Stories. The episode will air in July, and we want to hear from you. We'd especially love to hear the stories you shared after listening to an episode of The Appleseed. Which memories and stories were sparked for you by listening to the show? Find a quiet spot to record the story on your phone. You can tell a story by yourself or with a friend or family members helping play the parts. It's got to be 5 minutes or less and appropriate for a family audience. Please send your stories to theappleseed@byu.edu. That's theappleseed, all one word, at byu.edu. And you may just end up on The Appleseed. Stories have to be submitted by May 31st, 2025 to be considered. And now, on with the podcast. Welcome to The Appleseed, the storytelling podcast from BYU Radio, where your family can gather for great stories from great storytellers in every episode. Stories bring us together, and we hope the stories on the show will spark memories and thoughts that you can share with the people you love. I'm your host, Sam Payne. Can you think back to a time when you were first learning something important, something new? Maybe you remember learning to tie your shoes. I sure do. Or learning to drive. Remember that? Boy, do I ever. Especially learning to drive a stick shift. Now, growing up and learning new things is something we all go through. We all know those feelings of stepping out of the comfort of the things we've always known and into the unknown of new experiences. I know you've been there. And so I know you'll relate to Baby Hawk, the critter at the center of the story, Baby Hawk Learns to Fly. Telling it for you is the great St. Louis storyteller Bobby Norfolk. Now, he's a super dynamic storyteller, and a story with Bobby is always a great ride. And while you're going to love this as a listening experience, we caught it on camera, too. Be sure to check out Baby Hawk Learns to Fly on the Appleseed YouTube channel. And now, here's Bobby.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this story involves flight, but it's a hawk family. Red-tailed hawks, some of the fastest birds in the sky. In this story, the family of hawks, there was Little Bitty Hawk, they were Baby Hawk. Hi. They were two big brother hawks.
Hey, why are you watching me, dude? Mm.
They were Sister Hawk.
Yeah, whatever.
There was Daddy Hawk.
Mama Hawk.
Grandma and Papa Hawk. Now, all of these birds could fly except Baby Hawk. You know why he couldn't fly? He was an itty-bitty guy, no bigger than an egg. But he wanted to fly like the rest of his family. Well, there were four things Baby Hawk had to learn before he could fly. And ladies and gentlemen, this is how Baby Hawk learned to fly. Once upon a time, there was the Hawk family. Everybody was flying except Baby Hawk. You know why? Itty bitty guy. No bigger than an egg. He thought it was a penguin. I'm going to Antarctica. And he looked up. Everybody was in flight. Whoa. Look at them. How are they doing that? There was his mama flying across the lake. She looked down. She saw this big old huge salmon. Splash chow. Splash chow. Splash chow. Mama stopped. Eat. Use that powerful vision. System locked. Power dive. Her talons came out and grabbed that sign. Pow! Took off. Baby hit. Pow, pow.
How did she do that?
There's my bigger brother. He was flying over a field. He saw a jackrabbit.
Dinner time.
Big brother stopped it. He did his power dive. Talon came out, pow, took that rabbit. Off he went. Wow.
How did he blow my eye? I wish I could do that. I wish I could fly. I want to try.
Oh, where did those come from? I knew I had those. I'll practice with them. Okay, how they doing that? He started flapping his wings, flapping his wings, flapping his wings, and a flapping his wings, flapping his wings, flapping his wings, flapping his wings, and a flapping his wings. I'm still on the ground. You can't fly on the ground. I'm supposed to be up there, and I'm down here with the dirt. I'll ask my biggest brother. He can teach me how to fly. He flies real good. He found his oldest brother. Oldest brother? Yeah, what's up, little dude? Will you teach me how to fly? Little baby boy, you want to know how to fly? Yeah, I really do. Oh, isn't that precious? You know what? I'll teach you how to fly, baby, but you have to learn something first. What? You have to learn to have a purpose. Purpose? What's a purpose? Look, little boy, you can't jump up in the sky and start flying around. You have to have a purpose in life to know why you want to fly.
I didn't know that.
I guess you didn't. Time come, time go. Baby Hawk learned about having a purpose in his life. He walked around, why do I want... Called I'm a hawk, duh. Time to practice. He started flapping his wings, flapping his wings, flapping his wings, and flapping his wings. Flapping his wings, flapping his wings, flapping his wings, and flapping his wings.
I'm still on the ground. You can't fly on the ground. I'm supposed to be up there, and I'm still down here
with the dirt. I'll ask my other big brother to teach me how to fly. He don't know what he's talking about. Ooh, there he is. He found his other big brother.
Other big brother?
Yeah, what's up, little dude?
Will you teach me how to fly?
Oh, isn't that precious? Yes, I will teach you how to fly. You have to learn something first. Okay, what's next? You have to learn to have patience. Patience?
That's what a doctor has. No, boy.
Not doctor's patience. Why don't you look at Wikipedia?
What's that? Never mind.
You have to chill out, slow down, take your time. Slow down, chill out, take your time, baby hawk. You will fly.
Got it.
Time come, time go. Baby hawk learned about patience. Time to practice. He started flapping his wings, flapping his wings, flapping his wings, and flapping his wings. Flapping his wings, flapping his wings, flapping his wings, and flapping his wings.
I'm still on the ground. You can't fly on the ground. I'm supposed to be up there, and I'm still down here
with the dirt. I asked my big sister to teach me how to fly. She knows everything. There she is behind that bush. Came up behind her, saw her tail feathers.
Bags of what? Ow! Hey, peace, peace, peace. I'm gonna have a piece of you.
What do you want pulling on my tail feathers like that, little boy? I'm sorry, I just want you to teach me how to fly. Well, I guess it's that time of life, huh?
I will teach you how to fly, but you have to learn two things.
All this learning making my head hurt.
What didn't you learn now?
You have to learn confidence. Have confidence in your heart. And you have to have courage also. All right? Confidence and courage. Now find out where they go, baby hog.
Okay, help me with that again.
You start here with the heart, but the courage, it comes through the brain with confidence.
Got it!
Time come, time go. Baby hog learned about having confidence and courage. He started flapping his wings, flapping his wings, flapping his wings, and flapping his wings, flapping his wings, flapping his wings, flapping his wings, and flapping his wings.
I'm still on the ground. I don't want to cry. I want to fly. I don't they like me, chicken me like that.
Oh, but then it happened. Just when you give it your best shot, a higher power takes over. Baby Hawk was so despondent in the open field. I want to learn how to fly. And then the winds change. The winds change. That's a metaphor in there somewhere, y'all. Baby Hawk looked around. The grass was rustling back and forth in the breeze. The wind was moving the branches of the trees and the leaves. And Baby Hawk looked down, and he saw a shadow coming over the ground. The shadow got bigger and bigger and bigger. And Baby Hawk got picked up. It was Daddy Hawk. He picked up his son and his talon and carried him into the air.
Baby said, where we going, Daddy?
Yeah, we're going for a ride, son. This is a very special day. Daddy took Baby way onto the top of a mountain peak and dropped him off. He flew away to another mountain peak and landed to where his mama was waiting. Two big brothers, his big sister, grandma and papa were there too. Daddy landed.
All right, Baby Hawk, today you learn how to fly, okay? I want you to fly from over there on that mountain peak, come over the valley, land here where I am.
All right, Daddy. Just a minute. He looked down.
You sure you want me to do this? Yeah, you're a big boy. Come on over, son. We're waiting for you.
All right, Daddy. Just a minute.
Daddy, what? What's that down there on the ground? It looks like broccoli.
Broccoli? Those are oak trees.
Come on, boy, you're wasting my time.
All right, Pop, chill.
Baby remembered his four teachings. Okay, I got this. I got this. He took off running.
He jumped up in the air.
He started a flapping his wings, flapping his wings, flapping his wings, and a flapping his wings. Flapping his wings, flapping his wings, flapping his wings, and a flapping his wings. And he flew for a minute. Next minute, he learned a science lesson called gravity.
Help me, I'm falling, everybody.
His brother and sister said, our little brother's falling. Let's go get him. Daddy said, no, stand down, stand down.
Well, Pop, what about our little brother?
Don't go get him. He will learn on his own, just like you did.
All right.
Baby Hawk, remember, purpose, patience, confidence, courage. Purpose, patience, confidence, courage. Purpose, patience, confidence, courage. Purpose, patience, confidence. Courage. The next thing Baby Hawk knew, he was flying in the air. He did loop-de-loops. He did a power dive. He leveled off and rode on the currents of air.
Mama said,
you go, boy. That's my son.
Little boy, up here. We're up here. Okay, Daddy, here I come. He landed. Boom.
I did it! Oh, man.
Hey, that was better than bungee jumping. Oh, forget about the zip line.
Thank you, brothers. Thanks, sis. Thanks, Mommy and Daddy. Thanks, Grandma and Papa, about teaching me about purpose, patience, confidence.
Courage. Without that, life itself would be impossible. And that is how Baby Hawk learned to fly.
That was Bobby Norfolk with his story, Baby Hawk Learns to Fly. Now, listening to this story reminds me of learning to ride a bike. Now, my first bike was a little yellow bike made by the Royce Union Bicycle Company. It had fenders and a tall chrome handlebar and a long black banana seat. It was a birthday gift on my 7th birthday from my parents and grandparents. And my dad and my grandpa took me to the local church parking lot to learn to ride it. I remember my grandpa jogging along behind me with his hand on the seat of my bike, and I remember the breathless exhilaration of feeling him let go. And I remember my dad cheering me on as I rolled past, and of course, I remember the crashes, a whole bunch of those. And I remember getting up and climbing back on, trying again. I thought I'd never get it, but, you know, I did. It took me about 2 days. Pretty soon, I graduated from the church parking lot to the sidewalks of my neighborhood. And finally, to the gravel pits, the big construction pits out beyond the scrub oak at the west end of town, where all the kids in the neighborhood would go to race up and down dirt hills, jump ditches, skid through loose gravel like stuntmen. And there was an enormous berm at the gravel pits that we all called Half Moon. And if you pedaled hard and were super brave, you could push yourself up the vertical of that berm and then let gravity take you down in a big arcing sweep. It was steep enough that for just a second, at the top of the curve, you'd be almost horizontal for a few seconds, riding on a wall, defying gravity, flying. Riding Half Moon was a rite of passage for every kid in the neighborhood. And there's a moment that I figure every kid experienced on that hill. That moment where you realize that if you push forward for a few more feet, there's no stopping. You'll have to ride the whole wall or you'll crash and die. And I don't think I'll ever forget what it felt like to reach that moment and swallow my fears and power through. Even now, starting on a big project or getting a new job or getting married, even talking on the radio for the first time, big new stuff has always been accompanied by that feeling, that sensation that I first got acquainted with riding Half Moon at the gravel pits, that moment just before I found myself defying gravity, flying. Have you ever felt like that? Well, that's where Bobby's story took me. Where did it take you? And who will you take along? Are you turned off by the news because of how angry and depressing it can be, but still want to engage with important issues? I know that describes me. And I want to introduce you to Top of Mind, another podcast from the BYU Radio family of shows. Each week, the Top of Mind team and award-winning host Julie Rose take one tough, important topic, and they dive deep. The goal is learning to stay open and curious when confronted with perspectives that challenge us. Best of all, every episode will leave you feeling hopeful and empowered to become a better advocate for what matters to you. Top of Mind. Listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, all kinds of ways to listen to the Top of Mind podcast from BYU Radio. We're so glad to have you with us today on The Apple Seed. Next up, we got a song by Bill Harley. It reminds us that when we feel frustrated, even in what we think is a childish way, by some of the things we face, we're not alone. Here's Bill in front of our live Apple Seed audience to tell you about it.
Thank you. Too kind. I'm going to sing a song. This song I wrote, sometimes people say, where do you get your ideas? Well, I usually have a notebook with me, a little pad of paper in case somebody says something. And I was driving somewhere with my wife, and I was complaining about something. Debbie tells me I whine more than she does, and I think she's probably right. But anyway, I was whining about something, and I said, oh, man, I'm being such a baby about that. And she said, oh, Bill, everybody's a baby about something. I pulled over the car. I said, that's too good. So I wrote down, everybody's a baby about something. And that, so that's where this song is from, right? My sister likes her butter and noodles, made in their own special way. If the butter doesn't melt like she likes it, somebody is going to pay. Her bottom lip puffs out. You see her start to pout. When she's like that, there's nothing you can say. 'Cause everybody's a baby about something. Wah, 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 wah. That's your part. I think you can handle that. I think you can. Okay, here we go. Everybody's a baby about something. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow. You're so good. And you out there listening. Okay, I think we're going to move to stage two of advanced whining. So here's what we're going to do. Okay, you guys on this side, on the right channel, okay, or whatever. I want you to do that part. Wah, 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 wah. So let's rehearse. Everybody's a baby about something. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Absolutely disgusting. Great. Okay. And you guys over on this side, over there, I want you to not go down. Wah, 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 wah. I want you to go up. Wah, 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 wah. Okay, so let's just rehearse that. Everybody's a baby about something. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Now we're going to whine in harmony, okay? You guys go down, wah, wah, wah. You go up, wah, 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 wah. That is the minor third. Kodai, the musicologist, referred to it as the children's interval. Nah, 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 nah. That's it right there. So you go down, you go up, it'll be a beautiful thing. And you out there listening or watching, you just do whatever you want. Because nobody's going to know. Everybody's a baby about something. Wah, wah, wah.
Wah, wah, wah.
Something makes everybody whine. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Don't say it's no big deal. That's not the way it feels. Everybody's a baby about something. Sometime. Your part. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. My brother has to sit by the window every time we go to the store. He doesn't want to sit in the middle. He has to sit by the door. As we drive down the street, he screams and kicks his feet till you can't take it anymore. Here we go. 'Cause everybody's a baby about something. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Something makes everybody whine. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Don't say it doesn't matter. It just makes him feel sadder. Everybody's a baby about something. Sometime. Your part. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Don't tell me that the sun is shining. I don't care 'cause I'm busy whining. Someone scratched my uncle's new pickup. Someone spilled on mom's new rug. My dad got stuck in the traffic. My teacher lost her favorite coffee mug. Grandma's, grandpa's, uncle's, aunts, kids in diapers, men in pants. They all whine when they get the chance. Here we go. 'Cause everybody's a baby about something. Everybody. Something makes everybody whine. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Don't say it's no big deal. That's not the way it feels. Don't say it doesn't matter. It just makes us feel badder. If you felt like we do, then you'd be whining too. Everybody's a baby about something. Sometime, last chance. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. Wah. That was beautiful.
That was Bill Harley with Everybody's a Baby About Something. What's something you still feel like a baby about? You remember a time when you learned something new? You remember the ones who helped you learn it? I bet you've got some stories. We hope you'll share them with the people you love. In fact, we hope you'll share the stories with us. We might share them on the show. Just send us your stories. Send them to our social media channels or email us at theappleseed@byu.edu. That's theappleseed, all one word, at byu.edu.
appleseed.edu. And here's a reminder to check out the Appleseed lesson plans on our website, byuradio.org. Whether you're a teacher, a homeschooler, or a parent, you'll find lots of lessons and storytelling activities based on some of your favorite Appleseed stories. Find us on the Appleseed page of that website, byuradio.org, under the For Educators tab. We want to thank Bobby Norfolk and Bill Harley for their tales and music today. You've listened to their stories. Now it's time to share some of your own. The Appleseed is produced by me, Sam Payne, Wendy Folsom, Brian Tanner, and Kira Van Dam. The rest of the Appleseed team is Tristan Schetzel, Kay Hendricks, and Nico Wetzel. We're pleased and proud to be among the many podcasts produced by the BYU Radio family of shows. If you want more great storytelling for the whole family, then search for our companion podcast, Kaboom, where you'll hear original audio adventures for the whole family. You can find any episode of The Appleseed or Kaboom on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, on the BYU Radio app, or at byuradio.org. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. That's how the shows grow. I'm Sam Payne, and we can't wait to be with you again on The Appleseed.